When we're looking at preparing for change, it can be really beneficial to establish a clear goal and an action plan. When setting goals, it's really important that you be specific and realistic. We all want to make changes in our life, and sometimes it can feel like a race to get there. But taking it slow and breaking it down can make it more achievable, and you're more likely to stick to a change if it's more realistic for you. We're going to have a look at breaking down actions into a manageable step-by-step process so that it doesn't become overwhelming. Our next activity is going to help us set a goal and then look at how to make it specific and how to make it actionable. So the first thing to do for this activity is to have a look at what you would like to change within your life. Remember, it needs to be something that is realistic and pretty specific. So as you can see, I put an example down that I'm going to eat on a more regular basis. Start off small with your goals. Try not to put something that's really big, as sometimes that can be really difficult to go towards. So think of something that's achievable in the next couple of weeks or so. So, when we're looking at the next part of our goal setting, we want to make it specific. When we're looking at specific goals, we want to think about how often are we going to do it, how many times, when are we going to do it, where are we going to do it. Asking yourselves those questions can help you make a specific goal. So, for example, I've put that I'm going to eat 3 meals a day and 2 snacks per day. The next thing I need to have a look at is what I need to do for me to complete this goal. So it's really important to have a think about what barriers might get in your way and what it is that you need to either physically or mentally do to achieve a goal. So, for example, for this one, I put that I need to purchase snacks, which I can easily grab because I don't have those in my house. So it's really important that we're quite specific about what would need to be achieved to achieve your goal. As you can see from the third step, it's all about creating a list of tasks which may help you achieve the goal. So, for example, I've popped down that I would like to research snack options or go shopping or research meals. This list of tasks needs to be specific to what your goals need to be, and if you're not quite sure of what sort of things you may need to do to achieve the goal, it's worth asking for some help. The last step is to think about who or what might help you. For example, these might be things like your friends or your family. It may also be things like doing research on a computer, on the internet, or speaking to a group of people who may have experienced the same things as you.